بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا حبيب الله، السلام عليك وعلى آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين، السلام عليك وعلى ولدك المظلوم الغريب الشهيد. Peace and blessings be upon you, O Rasulullah, and upon your household, and upon your grandson, Abu Abdullah, the martyr, the oppressed one in Karbala. When these words echo from the walls of our mosque, a lady in black hijab joins us. She is Lady Fatima. She is watching us. She cries with us. She collects our tears. Cry al-buka for Abu Abdullah. Inshallah, our tears will not be wasted. Our tears for Imam al-Hussein will become our weapons against the hardship in our grave and on the day of judgment. Abu Abdullah is in Karbala. He hardly has 72 men with him. They are now all grown up adults. Some of Imam Hussein's men are children. Aun and Muhammad, Sayyida Zainab's young sons are there. Aun is only 13 and Muhammad is only 11 years old. Tonight is the night of these two children, Aun and Muhammad, first brothers and sisters. Let us send our greetings to those mothers of Karbala who sacrificed their children for Islam. Lucky are those mothers of Karbala whose children willingly and happily sacrificed their young lives for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Tonight let us first comfort those mothers of Karbala who were proud to sacrifice their children. Ya Ummahat Karbala, Ya Mawlati Ya Zainab, Ya Ummah Aunan wa Muhammad. Lady Zainab, mother of Qasim Farwa, mother of Aliyin al-Akbar Layla, mother of Aliyin al-Asghar Rabab. Mothers of Karbala were proud of their children. They loved their children, of course, like any mother. They had the heart of a mother. A mother loved loves her children the most. When then did the mothers of Karbala, why did the mothers of Karbala let their children die in Karbala? They knew Abdullah al-Hussein was on the right path. They knew their sacrifices would help save Islam and us from the fire of hell. Ah, ya ummahatu Karbala, mothers of Karbala squashed their motherly love and sacrificed their children for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. How can we, the Imam al-Hussein, ever forget those mothers of Karbala? Why shouldn't we cry for the mothers of Karbala and their children? Why wouldn't we cry for Sayyida Zainab, who gave everything for Karbala? Aun and Muhammad, she gave Qasim, Ali al-Akbar wa Ali al-Asghar. Yazid of today will not be able to stop it. Yazid of tomorrow may try thousands of times to crush it, but Majalis Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Shuhada al-Karbala, will not die in us. Allah Himself has promised to keep the name of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alive till the Day of Judgment. Let us now focus our minds on Karbala. The night of the ninth of Muharram came. Ashura night, a very tragic night, the last night of the martyrs of Karbala. No one in Imam Hussein's camp slept on the night of Ashura. Men spent the whole night praying, reciting dua and the Holy Quran. Mothers of Karbala were preparing their children. The next day was Ashura, the day of the battle of Karbala. What were the mother telling their children? To be careful, to hide and save their lives. La, they were telling their children to sacrifice their lives. Oh, they were telling them to die. Didn't they love their children? Of course they did. They had the heart of a mother. They were proud of their children. They loved their children very much. Then why were they telling their children to sacrifice their lives, to die? Because there was an Imam Aba Abdullah. There was an Imam that is going to be lonely. They knew Imam al-Hussein was on the right path, because their sacrifice would save Islam, because Allah would be pleased with them. Lady Zainab is with her two sons, Aun and Muhammad. She tells their son, my son Aun, my son Muhammad, tomorrow is the day of the battle. Your uncle Abu Abdullah will be in danger, my darlings. If anything happens to Uncle Abu Abdullah while you are still alive, I will be filled with shame, my Aun and Muhammad. I will not be able to face your grandmother, Fatima al-Zahra. Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, Dulalam down. Be the first ones to sacrifice your lives. Ashura came, Ali ibn al-Akbar gave the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The day was already very hard. The battle began. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, his army of 72 thirsty and hungry men, against 20,000 of Yazid's men, hurled to the battlefield and was martyred by Yazid's beast. One by one, Aba Abdullah's companions went to the battlefield and were killed. Since dawn, Lady Zainab was watching the bodies being brought to the tent one by one. She called her sons, Ya An, Ya Muhammad, Halumu, Laqad Hana Al-Liqa'u Bijaddikum Rasulullah. My sons, what are you waiting for? Why have you not been on the battlefield? Go and fight the enemies of Aba Abdullah. Mother, since dawn, we have been to Uncle Aba Abdullah many times for permission to fight. He keeps refusing us. Allah, you help us. Ask Uncle Aba Abdullah to give us permission to fight. Lady Zainab called her brother. Say, Akhi, Ya Aba Abdullah. Brother Aba Abdullah, I have been like a mother to you. Aba Abdullah, your mother is begging you to La'an and Muhammad go to the battlefield. He tells her, Akhtar, Ya Zainab. My sister Zainab, jihad is not wajib on the children. How can I let my sister's son be killed while I'm still alive? La, Ya Zainab, la. Imam al-Hussein, Sayyidi Akhi, my brother of Ali ibn al-Akbar dies before Aun al-Muhammad. How will I be able to face our mother on the day of judgment? Akhi Ya Hussein, I will be filled with shame. Arjuka Akhi, let them go to the battlefield. Aba Abdullah saw the disappointment of Zainab's face. Her eyes were filled with tears. Aba Abdullah put his arms around Aun al-Muhammad and led them to their horses. He kissed them and helped them mount their horses. اذهبوا إلى اذهبوا إلى القتال فقد حان اللقاء. Go, show those beastly men that you have the blood of Ali and of Sayyidi wa Mawlaya Amir al-Mu'mineen. You have the blood of Ja'far and Ali. Aun and Muhammad looked at their mother and said, Ah, Ummah, fi aman Allah, Ya Ummah. في أمان الله يا الله. وإذا بصوت أنين يجرح القلب. صوت زينب, the voice of زينب. في أمان الله ولدي عون. They pushed the enemies back. Abul Fadl al-Abbas and Imam al-Hussein watched the two brothers fight so furiously despite being thirsty for 3 days. Abul Fadl, who had trained Aun and Muhammad and the art of sword fighting, was filled with pride. He said, "Qatilu." Umar ibn Sa'd, Yazid's commander, got worried. He ordered his soldiers to separate the two brothers and then attack them from all sides. Aun and Muhammad were separated. Each one was then surrounded by Yazidi's soldiers. The two brothers were attacked by horsemen running from one side to another. Aun and Muhammad were attacked with arrows, swords, spears, and daggers from all sides. How much can two young children, thirsty and hungry for 3 days, take? As they fall, they call out for their uncle, Ahmad. Ahmad. Ahmad, ya Hussein. Uncle, come with me. Come and help us, ya Abu Abdullah. Imam al-Hussein and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas rushed to the battlefield. The children were severely wounded. They were taking their last breath. Oh, Allah, hadi salamana li ummina Zainab. Uncle, give our salam to our mother Zainab. Uncle, please tell our mother that just as she had told us, we did not go towards the river. Oh, وعونان ومحمدا. Imam al-Hussein and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas carried the two young bodies to the tent. Ali al-Akbar cried out, "Ah, Akhi Aunan, Akhi Muhammad. Aunan Muhammad have been killed. Ah, Sa'ad Allah qalbaki mawlati. How much can you take, Sayyidati ya Zainab?" Zainab heard the cry from their tent. She did not cry. She performed the sajda. Ash-shukru lillah. Ya Allah, I thank you for accepting my sacrifice. Ya Allah, I'm proud of my two sons who have given their lives for Islam. Aun and Muhammad's bodies were laid on the floor. The ladies gathered around. They cried. They did ma'ta. Wa Aunan wa Muhammadan. وعونا ومحمدا جميعا وعونا ومحمدا وعونا ومحمدا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا على محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إلهي بفاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها عجل لوليك الفراج. Please hasten the return of our Imam سيدي ومولاي محمد بن الحسن المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه. يا الله 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 فرج عنا بفرجك وسهل مخرج سيدي ومولاي أبي عبد الله وسيدي ومولاي محمد بن الحسن المهدي.